We're discussing on Thursday the Chiddush of Rashi. If you open your Gemaras to Samach Zayin Amud Beis, that's the famous member is found. Let's read it again. A Torah, line 3. Ruba HaMakbid Olav Chotze, it's Ruba Feino Makbid Olav. Oh, thank you. Ruba Feino Makbid Olav Eino Chotze. What is this? Different version? We have two versions. Two of the same. Okay. Let's chazer again. Vatar ruba makbid olav chotetz. Ruba ena makbid olav ena chotetz. Ruba v'gozva ruba ena makbid shem ruba hamakbid. V'gozva miyuta hamakbid shem ruba hamakbid. Okay, so we had the four, I show you this, a square with four. Too good is every woman supposed to be. Nothing on her. Too bad is that the rice is like a problem. It's rubo hamakbid, and either one in the middle, which means rubo ve'eno makbid or miyuto hamakbid, is chotzit midrabbana. Those are basic facts. The question, of course, becomes why are these basic facts correct? So we saw Rashi. Rashi says, you find that if you look in your Likutei Rashi, Rashi explains as follows: eno makbid olav. Second wide line of Likutei Rashi. This is my edition. Havik agufo. And then it says in Sukkot Av Vav from the base, Havle Kegufe, Hol Vein Sofel Ditlo, U Botel Legabe Velochaitz. So Rashi is giving a svar, right? A svar. Either Gemara in Sukkot says Halachal Moshe B'Sinai. Okay, so we could suggest Rashi himself says Rav Torah Halachal Moshe B'Sinai B'Torah Shavapet. So what is it? Is Halachal Moshe B'Sinai? Or is it a svara? It could be 50-50, right? The concept of eno makbid is a svara, because batel gufe, and the concept of rov could be halacha l'moshe b'Sinai, right? They don't have to be, since when everything has to be the same thing, right? One could be a svara, one could be halacha l'moshe b'Sinai. So far, so good, Rabbi Osai. So far, we're in good shape. This is the Gemara, but the Chiddush of Rashi is an issue of bitl. It's a chiddush. Now, this could explain if Rashi is right. It could be against the Zichron Yosef. Just to refresh your memories, we saw this all on Thursday, but it's worth seeing again. Everyone, open up your Shulchan Aruch, the first Pischei Tshuva, Siman Kuf Tzad Ichetz, quotes the Zichron Yosef. It all started because the Rosh quotes the Ravid was explaining the Mishnah. But so Seft about Tabas, why the Tabas chotzes? She lacks the Tabas on her finger. The answer is she's going to be kneading the dough. And at that point in time, she wants it off. But now she wants it on. Doesn't matter. What's the lumdus over there? Oh! If Rashi's right, we understand very well. It's bottled to the goof if it's never going to be removed. If it's going to be removed, then it's not bottled to the goof. The problem is Zichron Yosef says that it's something which is going to be removed at a later point, which Rav Moshe understands it to me not so much in terms of quantitative length of time between now and it's going to be removed, but rather is it going to be at a set time, or could happen any minute when she has to knead the dough, could happen any second, then it is a chatzitza, as the Ravid said. But if it's a specific time, even if it's a short period of time, until that time she's not going to want to remove it. The Zichron Yosef says it's not considered a chatzitza. Why not? According to Rashi, it should be a chatzitza because she's going to want to remove it at some later point in time. So therefore, the Rav Moshe we saw yesterday on Thursday, we saw is Rashi on one side and the Zichron Yosef on the other side. That's what Rav Moshe presented. I don't want to repeat myself. It's one or the other. And he doesn't like Rashi, the Zichron, again. Rashi is a problem. Why is Rashi a problem? Because Rashi says, a svara, that it's bottled to the goof. The question becomes, if Rashi is right, it should apply even to Kulo, whereas the Gemara says it does not apply to Kulo. That's the problem. It should apply to Kulo. And that's what the Rav Moshe's note more to the say that the Zichron Yosef is correct, and that basically it's a matter of temporary filling, etc., etc. Good. But let's take a look at it in the original. Before we start attributing things to the Zichron Yosef, can we look in the original? Look in Sidrei Tara, Sif Kon Chav Gimel, and see what he says. See, the Sivre Tara quotes him twice. I only showed you Sivkot and Aleph. In Sivkot and Aleph, he has an expression, Bota Legabe Haguf. Now, it's such a riot. Rav Moshe said this, the Sivre Tara is wrong, because he's saying a situation of miyut hamak, but it's also batal aguf. Rav Moshe said that's impossible. The only time you can say batal aguf is when a rubo she'eino makbet. But miyut hamakbet, how can it be? He's makbet. Why is it batal aguf? So he doesn't understand this sidrei tara here in Sivkot on Aleph. As we shall see, we'll see where the sources is. So Rav Moshe doesn't understand two things. One, he doesn't see how he can say that a miyut she'enam she'makbid is bal to the guf. Number two, he doesn't understand if rubo she'enam makbid is bal to the guf, why not kulo? Those things, Rav Moshe doesn't understand either of those two things, and he comes to various conclusions on that basis. Let's turn to Sivkot and Chav Gimel over here in the Sidrei Tara. It's quite long. I'm sorry that you know, very long. Try to find you the right place. Okay, nearly. It's about two-thirds through. I don't know if you have the same pagination that I have. By me, it starts on page Kuf Nun Ches, it goes to Kuf Samach. It's mamish. It's more than 2.5 pages. So after 2 pages in, it says Ochen. So it's, in other words, it's approximately about 3/4 in, if it's not divided in the same way as mine is. Ochen nearly loma. Okay? The royal be a smile of a chatzitz aluchot. The vade atam, watch every word in the rubo shena makbid, ubiyutu a makbid, shenichotz min a Torah mishum, the yoso dava achotetz kevin to en a rubo in a makbid alav, mechshev kegufo b'sorom mamish. If a kevin to have a kegufo mamish, harayesh can be a smile of gufo mamish. Which means what? What it really means, what does it mean? Who's he quoting? He's quoting, if you look at the previous paragraph. He says, as he quotes, it's all a quotation of the Zichron Yosef. Hold on. Mashang a bekartus if so ser, o kof to yodeo, uchai gavna. This is quoted lalocha in the Shulchan Aruch. If she closes her hand on break her mouth like this. The lamishim chatzitza asin in aleh. Ela mishim she'ein amayim ruya lova latocha. Amte lochilo also latfila. Af agav lo habi ala miyuto. Lo shayach li nizeh lo ma da habi kegufa kebsara. Choshev. Ad rabba. Came in the pnimis pia vishineh al shona kai gavna varay gufa habi. Ben amayim yichom lova aleh mi pas pritza sif soseh. Kai gavna. Shemachilo also latfila. Period. Saying a chiddush. What he's saying fundamentally is, and this makes perfect sense, we'll see soon later, the problem in Rashi. Very nice, some foreign element could be bottled to my goof. But you can't say logically that part A of my goof is bottled to part B of my goof. Doesn't make any sense. So if I hold my hand like this, tight, and the water can't get in, what? So my fingers bottled to the palm of my hand? Like this. What, so the top lip is bottled to the bottom lip, or vice versa? Doesn't make much sense. So he wants to say, and he has a very nice rap. The Lashon of the Mishnah Mikvos, lo, also, lo, tvila. Sounds like a din d'oraisa. It's only a miut. No, but it's a miut where you cannot apply the svar which you normally apply, a bittel. This part is a very nice lumbus in Sefer Zichron Yosef. Hold on. Now the Rabbanan Gazu, a miut, a makat, a shum, a rubu, a makat, a chmi Rabbanan, a filo, a sveko. In of a tall of Hule, and not the subject is a Yavel Lamel Hatam, a subject Rubo, Mak, but all of Hule, subject here to sell, Varev, subject the Raisam, Lokots of Sama, Mr. Pekas, and my Pia Vishnea, Hagav the Rachotis, Olaf, also Latvila, Kev the Menatora, Philim, Hoyasham, Davachotis, Ain Apostle Latvila, Abrak Miuto, Shak, the Mixer base of Storm, Otto Rubo, Makbid, the base of Storm, the Olam, Yabem, Rova, Guf, I feel why you day, Tiruf, and Yacha. This is an interesting chiddush. He wants to say on a level of more makeup by Beis HaStorim than in the body itself. Fine. Fine. So here, what do you see? He said the unsayable. What's the unsayable? Not only did we say that Rov She'eno Makbid is Batel the Guf, but he said Miut HaMakbid is also Batel. We thought before that can't be, but he said it. Follow me? We thought before that the Svar of Rashi, Rashi only said his Svar of Batel to the Guf by Eino Makbid. Not by Makbid, but the Zichron Yosef said it by Makbid too. It's only a minority, it's Batel to the Guf anyway. He says it. He says it. No question, he says it. Okay, if that's the case, Rabbi Osai. It's like the Sidrei Tara said in Sivkotan Aleph, and Rabbi Moshe thought against it. And like Rashi, the Eino Makbid is Batel to the Guf, even though Terubu and Akulo, against Rabbi Moshe in both points. Rav Moshe thought two things, both impossible, and then the Zichron Yosef said both of them in a certain sense. Oh. It's interesting, Rav Osai, there's another opinion. Bittel, that's the wrong way to go. It's nothing to do with Bittel. Rather, it's a question of what we call Rubo Kakulo. Rubo Kakulo? Rubo Kakulo? So if it's a miut, Miyot HaMakbid, the reason why Minat Torah is not a problem is because Rubo Kakulo. Rubo Kakulo? General principle. Nafkamina, Rabbi Osai. What will happen in the case where something is not stuck onto the body, but nevertheless it prevents water from touching the skin? According to this opinion, which you said now, Rubo Kakulo, it's good. Good. But according to Rashi, it's based upon Bittel to the Guf. It's certainly arguable if it does not cleave to the body. It's just on the body, but prevents water from coming in. You would not apply the principle of Bittel. Pashup Shat is that way. Now, we had this Mishnah, Rabbi Osai, the Mishnah in Mikvos, that I just quoted to you, about you saw over here that the Zichron Yosef quoted, "Kins Kartus if so sea, Kofza Yodeha." It's a Mishnah in Mikvos, Perek Yud, Mishnah Hey. I believe it should be quoted somewhere in the Rosh. Rabbi Osai, see if you can help me if you can find it. Maybe if you're looking in the Shulchan Aruch, when it's found, you'll be able to be find it a little more easily. Where would this be? Come on, which sif? Which sif has this case of Kartos sif so seha? Later on. Here it is, sif chav zayin. Sif chav zayin. Nos nosar b'fio, Kartos sif so seha, kof tzu yodea. Lo ol solo tvila. The question, what level of lo ol solo tvila is this? Lord, it's the Lashon of the Mishnah. You can't blame the Mechaber for quoting a Mishnah verbatim. It actually comes from originally from the Tur. Tur quotes it. Let's see how the Tur quotes it. Sif Chav Zayin quotes it also verbatim. Take a look on the Rosh. The Rosh is Simen Chav Hei. Okay, Simen Chav Hei. Rabbi Osai, please look. I'd like to see things inside their originals. Simcha Fein Rashi quotes the Mishnah verbatim. I want to see it. If you have my edition, it's page Pei Zayin, it's line number 2. With a small vav is of the Adani Yantuf. Nostra Sarba Pia, Kofzi Yadea, Kotzif Sosea, Kilo Lo Tavla. Now, what kind of level is this Kilo Lo Tavla? He said that the Zichron Yosef says that then. Doraisa, Adin Doraisa, which is a Chiddush Nifla V'Nayra. let's go a little bit further. Ha'ochez ba'adam v'kelim v'metbilan t'meim. V'midiach yodav v'mayim t'horim. Rav Shimon omer yirapat sh'yovu v'hemayim. Someone's holding on to somebody else. Right? What kind of din is that? So once again, you don't say my hand's buckled to you. If I'm holding on to you and you're in the mikvah, my hand's buckled to you. So should be a Shabbat Daraisa once again, according to the Zichron Yosef. The Taz doesn't pass in that way. Taz over here, take a look on the Taz where this is quoted in Sivkot and Chav Zayin and Sivan Kuf Tzari Ches in the Taz. Complicated story, but in the middle of this whole discussion, he seems to say that this is a shadow of a derabbanan. There's no derais over here because it's only what's called a miut. But, of course, that's a chiddush, according to the opinion of the Zichron Yosef, would be a daraisa. The Taz who says over here it's a derabbanan, it's not working with bittul. Okay, take a look at the, if you don't, I don't know what kind of print you have, it's my Taz is divided into different paragraphs. First lotocha, then it says varash, but then it says vihine. Okay, so right away before the word vihine it says nismuch alem befrap emilsa derabbanan. So the Taz is clear that the Rabbanan over here against the Zichron Yosef, and like the Mishnah Rishonah, the Mishnah Rishonah in Mikvos Perek Yud says it's the Rabbanan. Fine. So let's put this aside for the moment and go yet to another Rashi. Let's all start with the Rashi of Bittul. Okay, but there's another Rashi. The other Rashi is the Rashi who talks about Sarah. That's right here in the Adaf, Samach Zayin Ben Beis. Rashi makes, you know, Rashi talks Bekitza. But every word in Rashi is a world. I'll take a word at a world. Okay? What does Rashi say? Rov Saro. Saro. So you look at the Torah Sister Rosh, the way he understood Rashi. Pirish Rashi, the Hainu Besaro. Ava Begufo. Wow. Rashi didn't say it's a beferish. Some say Rashi never meant it. But Tosis in Erevin says so. Tosis Rid in Erevin says so. Ritva said he never meant it. If he didn't mean it, what did he mean? All he meant was to paskin like the Gaonim. We mentioned the Gaonim on Thursday briefly. What are the Gaonim? The Gaonim are the ones who say that we measure the hair separately against the Rambam. Perek Beis Halacha Tetzvav and Hilchos Mikvaos. It's quoted in Shulchan Aruch too. Rabbi also, where's that? Not the next we get in the Sifim of Kuf Tzadiches. Where's the Mechaber? Quote this. What Sif? No. Not here. Maybe this is the very beginning. Yudalef and Gra. Rov Sarah, correct. Right here, it's in Sif Hey. Thank you. Sif Hey. Sif Hey. Sif Hey. Imena Makpedasala also Latvilo Achi Rov Sarah Kosher. Rov Sarah. Says the Yudalef Gra. Can't go to the Varamba Meshema Gaonim. Who Cholagalem. Because of the Rosh Nechshav Maguf. Rov Aguf Dafka. For Ravid holds like the Gaonim. Chedas Shar Poskim. And he brought a Ravid, which we spoke about already a while ago. Fine. So they want. So some of the Ritvolans, Trout and Rashi, when he said Rov Sari, he's only telling you one thing: that the Gaonim are right and the Rambam is wrong. He didn't mean to tell you that the Miut HaMakbid Miut HaMakbid Begufo is the right. He never meant that. Tosa Rosh said he meant that, but the Ritvol says not that way. Now, according to the Tosa Rosh and Tosa Rid, according to Rashi, Ruvul Vein HaMakbid is not Chotzeitz Midaraisa. Okay. Okay. Miyut HaMakbid is the problem of Gufa. Okay. In other words, Rashi said or implied that miyut hamakud begufo is a chatzitza d'oraisa. Tosfos Rashi said so. Beferish. What about rubo shen hamakud begufo? Should we say that gufo is all the chumers? So the Tosfos says beferish not the way. I guess we should see it inside just to get a little bit of a taste. If we can find it. So get an Erev in. Down the base. There we go. Let's make it a little bigger, huh? Where's the settings? Oh, so you're in Hebrew. What do you call settings in Hebrew?
No, you
have
this one.
Titsugah. Ooh, ah. Titsugah. Gold El Gufon. Wow, we're learning about Hebrew. Get down, man. I want to go down. Oh, it worked. Okay. Okay. Let's go slow. Kalu asem in abasa. Shabasa bekoldahu umakbar of chotet. Vasen chotzah sherubu umakbar olav. Okay. And what about rubo she'eno makbar begufo? Sounds like it would not be a makbar. I can't show it, but so with Farish over here. That's what he says here. Look carefully. In any event, so what do you see from this Tosfos Rid? What do you see, Pshuta, from this Tosfos Rid? He's suggesting that two separate Gedarim. The Zich when Yosef we just saw said both are the same. They're both, in his words, Mechshiv Kegufa, which means Batu the Guf. Rav Moshe thought it's an impossibility to say that Amir Amakbar is Batu the Guf. But the Zich when Yosef said it. But if that's correct, it has to be the same with respect to Gufo. In other words, Mir Tamakbar and Ruba Shena Makbar have to be the same. Tosfos Rid says it's not the same according to Rashi. So what comes out? The Eino Makbid is both of the Gufa. Even a Rov. Mirta Makbid is not both. Like a Moshe. Like a Moshe. Ruov Eino Makbid, what do we say? Is both of the Gufa Midaraisa. Mirta Makbid is not both. It's Allah Moshe Misinai, where? Only by Seir, the Ruba Kakulo. Not Baguf. It's Chazar again. Miyata Makbid is no Svara. It's only Allah Moshe Misinai, a Ruba Kakulo. That's only by Seir and not Bagufo. That's what it has to be. There's no choice according to the opinion of the this understanding. There's no alternative. Oh. The Rav Moshe writes that Eino Makbid is Allah al Moshe Misinai. Not the bit of the he doesn't like that Rashi. That's why he likes the Zichron Yosef. And the question becomes, what's Pshat? But no Pshat. Give no Pshat. Someone has said Pshat in this Shita, if it's Eino Makbid, it has no Chashivus. It's not considered to be a Chatzitz. Some understand the Rambam that way. If you have a Rambam, let's see if you have a Rambam in the back. I won't. Let's get a Rambam because we're close. There's a Rambam. Rambam.
Ilchas Miklaos.
No chatzitza, right? Fine. Tome. Tvar Torah, Asiram. Tome chotas chovas, rova adam, rova klilo, salam tvila, vushiakbal, rosa avira. Avlameno mak, bido love. Watch this. Velo sum oso alev. And a chotas. Hime chovas ruba. What do you mean, lo sum oso alev? Someone to say it means it's not choshev. No chashivas. No chashivas. Now the Ravid talks about this as well. Shara Tvila. So, oh boy, I'm not finding it. The rabbit, of course, quotes all these halachas, but I want to show you something which is not in the rabbit proper. But it's in the Mephoshim at the bottom. Where's the rabbi talk about our Gemara? This is the famous Ravid, the world famous Ravid about the Tabas. He has the Kashas Mir Chena Makbid. In this version, it's page Kuf Tes. And he answers, well, later Bishas Lisha. Miu Tiritz Ach Amuva Behilchus Nida Merav Avraham Mitul. Who has that say? Mitamidi Hari Balatosis. Mutpas Bekovitz Rishonim. Anyone have Kovitz Rishonim? Lichus Nida Mekvos. What has that? Okay. Tshuva Kuf Chaf Tes. I read your quotation. To hard Armina and Mir Chena Makbid and a Chotates, Hainodaka betit obelichluch, Sheyochol is batel el aguf, Avodova Choshuv, Gon Tabas, the low bas if Tulehu, Chotates. He has exactly the same svara of Eno Choshuv. But he has an extra twist. If I understand him correctly, it means if it's going to go to the garbage, the case of the Gemara, mud, tit, right? Dirt. That's Eno Choshev, and it's nothing. Eno Samalev is a quote from the Rambam. You can't say about a diamond ring it's worth $5,000 that Eno Samalev is considered to be buckled. It's garbage. So this Svara that they quote Pshat and Rambam is Mefurish and Rishonim. Not that we know who Rabbi Avraham Mitul is, but maybe now we do. So, but it's a Svar and Rishonim. So when I see a Svar and Rishonim, I jump. They quote him Achronim with a Diag and Rambam. The Diag and Rambam to me is not compelling. To me, ain't some of them is, you know. He didn't notice it. Ain't a Makbala, though, some are so alive. He didn't even notice it. Because if he would have noticed it, he should want to take it off. He could have had a different Pshat and Rambam. But here it's Klar. There's no Chashivas. That's the answer. So if that's the case, if this is correct, whatever is considered to be chashuv, that is considered to be chashuv, is by definition going to be makbid. You'll never have a chashuv a case, pardon the phrase, which is a makbid by definition. So a tabas is chotzeitz, not because it's going to take it off to do knead the dough later on. Because it's chashuv. Whatever it's chashuv, it's never bottled. That's a chiddush gadol mod. Chumra gadol mod. But, it's I'm reading it to you. That's what someone has said in this Rambam. It's a question of chashivus. Question of chashivus.
Just because on the one, from one direction,
an example of when something's not going to be not good is because it's not kosher. Why is that automatically going to adopt everything that is kosher is?
But that's how this Rabbi Romy Tool understood what's considered Eino Makbid. I read it to you again. It says Minash Eino Makbid, and the Chotze, it's Hainu Dafka, Petit O Lichluch, Sheyachal is Batla Laguf. Dava Choshev Nat. So, sounds to me that from this Rabbi Romy Tool, if it has any Chashivas, it's never going to be Batla at all. So, someone has said Pshat in general, even according to the other, without this particular, how should we say it, restriction of Eino Makba to dust and dirt and mud, stam kach, even if it goes further than that, the love this is, it's not considered, it loses its chashivas. Then Rabbi Moshe had the other pshat, which we just, I don't know if you even read it, because Rabbi Moshe said it was such a big dochak. I didn't bother reading for you, but we'll see soon. I discovered, don't jump to conclusions. Goes is this is true about the temporary filling. Oh, watch this. Vihine, yes, old time lower possession of Makwit and a chotis, not bitter the goof. Not halacha l'moshe b'sinai, but no reason whatsoever. A third pshat. To makwas shah mevatel also mokom milios mokom golui. Kevash lo ichbas lo imu mechusa. V'nechshav aguf shetachtat kemokom balua shlo bor b'yas mayim. Wow! What a chiddush neira. If you're not makwas, whatever is considered underneath it, it's like a mokom balua. It's like something which is so far in the body, it's considered swallowed up. And therefore, we have a rule that the water must touch whatever's gully in the basar. It's not called gully in the basar. Wow. 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 He says it again. So what will be about the case of what about you want to remove it later on? Look what he says. He says, Kevin shev'etzim u'mamash v'chusa. Rak shem yakbet shu omed li nata v'legalos k'goli damu yi l'chein. Imat zman kavua ein omed li nata. Ein lach shiva kenot lato, v'meila ena kegoli, ela b'din mechusa, k'mo shu'at ha-memes, u'bolu ento b'yas mayim, v'lo afroi b'yas mayim, nothing. That being the case, we can suggest that as long as right now you don't want to take it off, it's going to be not a chatzitza. Okay, this is gevaldik. U'lefi zenicha, masha kulo chotzeis. See, Rav Moshe didn't like, if you use this for a bittel, Rav Moshe was bothered by the question we saw on Thursday. Why is kula chotz? Let the kula be bundled. He says this: the cave on the kula mechusa ben tzoch bias mayim im kein lo yilo bias mayim klal ein katvila. Ein katvila. There's no tefila at all. Look, in hutzrach lama be yivamas ayin ches uba the hani revise davi kagufa mamsh ach tam ze dochuk ma'od be yosem estava kudulah. He doesn't like the svaras dochuk ma'od. And he didn't like the svar of bottle either, because of kulo. This, he said, would explain kulo, but it's dochuk ma'od. So you left with halacha l'moshe b'sinai. That's Rav Moshe's favorite pshat. It's halacha l'moshe b'sinai. Then you can argue that even if you're going to take it off later on, which at a set time, it would not be a chatzitza. But lo and behold, I saw quoted that this pshat, which Rav Moshe considered to be a Docha Gadol, is found in the Ravan. Wow. I assume this is it.
Really?
Yes, Dan.
There also be, I forget who this Kichuba quotes it from, but this Kichuba quotes someone who says that woman braided her hair, and then there's a Kana time to the braids.
So that's the Ramah, the Mordechai.
Right, so maybe that's the same star.
Namely?
I thought Rabbi said, I didn't understand.
That's Haina Ravisa.
He also has
three reasons.
Right, so one of them is Balua. So I thought everyone was quoting it, and like, what's the
track? Yeah, I also don't understand.
So according to your emotion,
Wow. Beiridik.
That wasn't braid, though. That was like the hair turned into like
a clump. A
felt consistency.
There's nothing
with braids.
Whatever. You'll see it's some system. This stuff which is dangerous to cut off. The voodoo. Whatever it is. So you look at the Mordechai, but okay, fine. That's good. That would explain it a little bit. Let me. Is there Ravan here?
Yeah.
Ravan. I saw a quote for the end. I'm not sure what the end means. Oh, Sofa Sefer.
Down,
Nita.
She's in the
shoot. It's quoted over here as I saw it quoted. Shoot Sofa Sefer.
Yeah.
I don't know what that means. Oh, it's our topic, sort of. Whoa. Is it here?
What's the word?
Divri Amaschel Vaho. Now, is it say Vaho over here?
91
matches. So that's not good. I have a further quote. Sherei lo yizgala liolam. Uvachol the miskli aili maya. Where in the world is that?
Yeah, it's like 3/4
of the way through. Right, Vaha, yeah, but wait, I couldn't find Vaha.
It's down.
Vaha, no. Keep going. How long is this whole thing? Tell me how far am I gonna make any progress?
Yeah, probably around there.
Hold on, Rina.
Some
beautiful. Yeah, so I passed it already? I'm at the bottom of the Kuf Zayin. I passed it?
So oh, go up.
Oh.
Sorry.
No, oh, this is the topic.
Yeah.
Hold on, Rina. There it is. Okay, so where is that Lashon? Here we go. I missed it. Obviously, it's in here somewhere. Gentlemen, where's the quote that I just saw? To be here.
The last words on the page, Shalas Balaam.
Oh.
Below that. It says Eili in brackets.
Right.
Eili Maya.
Very good.
Yeah.
She'ein mak b'dol of that tira in a chotez, she'ein lo yizgala li'ola, uvechol dimizgali Eili Maya. That's exactly what Rav Moshe said. He called it a big dochak, but the Ravan said so. So you shouldn't... A klal. If you say a pshat and it's a dochak, Rav Moshe probably almost ripped it up. We would never have known about this pshat. But he said, at least he printed it and says a dochak. But it's not such a dochak. The Ravan said it. Even if it is dochak, the Ravan said it. He's a rishon. The early rishon. So you can't just dismiss it. Amazing. Oh. Now Rav Moshe says a problem. The problem is in Shulchan Aruch Sif Hei.
The Ravan only said that if Leah's got a Leolam.
Leolam, right.
Right, which wouldn't give you the
wouldn't give me, yeah, that's right. That's what he says, right. Rav Moshe wanted to say it with this svara, even if it was Mizgala later on. He went a step beyond the Ravan, correct.
Okay.
Okay, well.
This is a lot easier to understand.
Okay, I hear. Okay, I'm not denying that. Okay, but the Shulchan Aruch, open up please, it's Kuf Tzadiches Sif Hei. Sif Hei. Open up for my Bali Ashulchan for a good reason. You can open the regular one. Kuv Tzadiches Sif Hei. What does it say? Sora Achas Shenikshura Chotzetzes. The first Gemara, right? Sora Achas Shenikshura Chotzetzes. This is a Sugus of the first Gemara. Now, I can't say Kashim of Gemara. The first Gemara. the word in the Gemara in the Samach Zayin about the last line is Nima Achas Kishura Chotzetzas. Well, we know what a Nima is. A Nima is a Sarah. Okay, fine. Very, very nice. Says the Shulchan Aruch, for who shetehei makpedes oleho? Only if it's makped. I read you the words of the Biurim. Comes from the Rambam. Kod Rashi. What's Rashi say in a chotis? Why? Choshev kagufo batel legabei. Im hu mitam bitel lechora. Lo shayach ala be'ezet dover men achutz. Shenidbak ala guf. Ava benidon shalonu. Shemixas sar shalo achotis al mixas hasheni. Lo shayach lama shemixas gufo batel mixas hasheni. The meizet nisiba noma kein. Shemixas zeh batel mixas zeh. Refresh a shneim chotis ima hadodim. Hech neima shezeh batel lechaver. Lechaver batel gam kenei lov. For hayanire to the sheetas Rashi hayachotes after she'enim akpedes olof. Right? It makes sense logically, does it? I think so. Only one problem. It's not true. It's great. It makes perfect logic, but it's not true. How do I know it's not true? The Likutei Rashi and Samach Zayinim and Aleph, if you have my edition, didn't fit. They put it in the back. If you have my edition, turn to the back. If you have a different edition, maybe you have the Likutei Rashi on Samach Zayin Amud Aleph on the bottom somewhere, on the side somewhere. I read it to you. Samach Zayin Amud Aleph. Nima Achas Kshura. Says Rashi, two words. Umak Bidolov. We're in trouble. We are in trouble, gentlemen. If Rashi learns a Svar of Bittel, and the Beit Shulchan said, if you follow the Svar Bittul, you can't have one hair bundled to the other, but yet Rashi says both. Rashi has the Svar of Bittul, and still Rashi is the same one who says, what? That only if Makbid Olav. Why? 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 I have no answer so far. If I'm asked, I mean, it's not my kash, it's really the Rabbi Fivel Cohen's kash. According to Rashi, it should come out that when Nimachas Kshura should be a chatzitza, even if you're not makbid, because you can't say one's bottle to the other. The whole deal according to Rashi is bittul, doesn't play over here. But Rashi still does require makbid. He found the Urayim. The Urayim, he quotes over here, the Urayim says, and I quote verbatim over here, Kuf Tzadi Beis. V'saro afilu miyot chena makbid chotetz. Kedama neima achas kshura chotetzes. Whoa. Pashm is against the Gemara. The Gemara says it's not chotetz. The pshuto. Yeah, that's an outside. You have dirt in your hair. But if your hair tars in itself, oh, Pashm shots against Rambam and Rashi because he probably also loved this that we had before. Time of canal, kshaguf atzmo hu chatzitza, af in a makbid chotzitz. Then he quotes a Mishnah Mikvos. It's probably somewhere in the rush in the back. Kilke harosh v'kilke beis hashechi ein chotzitzin. Okay? Where's that? To the Shulchan Aruch and Sivav. Let's take a look. Sivav. Everyone see it? Sasha Geneged Alei V'Shebezoken Anidbak Zeh Bezeh Makmas Zeyah Chotzetz Sheberosh V'Veis HaShechi Ein HaChotzetz Shebosamokan B'Yishe Ein HaChotzetz V'Yishe Nesu HaChotzetz Ein HaChotzetz. Fine. This is a din which is based upon that Mishnah, that Sugya. In Mikvos Perek, let's see, Beis, Perek Tes Mishnah Beis. This is Sivvav. When the Torah quotes this, well, I'd like to show it to you in the more original source. Yeah. So this halacha, which is found in Sivav, what's the case? What's the case? So on a simple level, you see from here that only if you're makpid, because this whole discussion in Sivav about what's makpid, what's not makpid. So the Beirurim says over here, according to Raya, to the Rambam and Rashi, that only if you're makpid, Mucha Karama Rama Rashi. What's the Ram going to do with this? So the Ram will have to learn Pshat, Rabbi Osai, like Rashi and Chulin. Share Rashi and Chulin. A new Pshat in this situation. Watch this. What's this over here? What's this case? V'lo kiklin hu iruv sar tolush hamiskashe v'nesa v'sar shalachoze v'ashal shechi, etc., etc. Einim chubar on the basar. That's what they call kilkalin. This came at tzatzi v'shdivir Rav Haigon. Ah. It's outside here. So outside here, right? It could be bottled to the hair that's attached to the head. That's why it has to be a case of makbid. But if it would be the hair itself on itself, the Ram would say you don't need makbid, because one side is not bottled to the other side. Adkan divrei habiyurim. We're still stuck with a kasha and Rashi. He gave no answer. He gave no answer. No answer in the sefer. You have something to think about until tomorrow. Tomorrow I'll give you early in the morning. Marathon, Torathon. So I see the 9:15 or 9:30. Those gifts should be done by 10:30. What do you prefer, 9:15 or 9:30? Any preference? 9. We'll have a vote. Who wants 9:15? Who wants 9:30? 9:15 wins. Okay. So what can I do? Okay. So if I come a little late, it'll be 9:30. You know, we'll aim for 9:15. Send the email out 9:15. That's it. Kach cost of the email. Torah shebuksav. Torah shebapeh. So we'll see. Okay. Now, I asked Akasha last week on Rashi from the case of the Muberis. I thought it's impossible to imagine that the body of the woman is considered to be secondary to the fetus inside. And Donnie said, well, why? From the perspective of the fetus. So I thought maybe I had it wrong, but I found out that I'm not the only one to ask this kasha. That other people also hold like me. They assume that that svara can't be said. Okay, so I would like to share with you, we only have a few more minutes, some of the beautiful Torah with Svasemis. Not the Svasemis of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. No. Svasemis of Masech to Sukkah. Let's find it. Start again. Here we go. Achron. We'll start on Manaf. I think most of it's on the base. Just make sure we don't miss it. Because we said before, let's you know, since the Gary was a great man, let's see what he has to say. Okay, he talks in shorthand over here. Sarah. Rashi says, Rov Sarah. Rashi holds that the Yesh Mefarsh Matosos quotes in Yevamos and in Erevin. Rashi pierced the Barov Sarah Kama, and Tosis says Yevamos Kama duchte mit gemar pligi min be mir khotetz. Ah. Hasn hab ich hat sitz la vlad, de min be minahu tfei me regel khaver, mach du ba me ima hu gada. So he wants to say a pshat that one of the kashas they ask against Rashi is the Gemara is discussing the issue of Rov and Miut and Makbid and all that whole discussion applies in the case of, you know, I think it's worthwhile seeing the Tosfos. It's on the Mar Makomis. So let's, you know, we're jumping a step. Tosfos has three kashas against Rashi. I'm such a haste to get to the Ger Rebbe. I went out of order. I apologize. Let's just see the Tosfos. Which Tosfos did I put in the Maran Makoros? The one in Erevin? Which one's on the Maran Makoros? I think the one in Erevin, no? Who has a copy of the Maran Makoros? Were you Vamas? Which one did I put on? Have a copy. Tosfos is the end. Either Erev and Yevamos, Sukkah, one of those seem to sound like the Tosfos. No? Do I have a copy? No, we'll not have a copy. So here's the Bechina. Sukkah. Tosfos, Sukkah, Vav Amud Beis. Okay, let's take a look at Tosfos. First of all, Semes. Kishurim of the Gemara. What? Talmud. Get to the Gemara. And then we'll get to Vayta Kishurim, we'll get to Tosfos. Another Vayta Kishurim. I'm at plus. We press three Kishurim. So faster the other way. Oh! Yesh Nefashim Nehoch Ayah B'Seyah Avah B'Basah Chol Tzafil Miyut Shein HaMakbid. That's how they learn Pshat and Rashi. He has three kashas. Kosher ben etam, it says in Yevamos, Nochris mu berish in esgar benoi in esvich tvilu. Porich, amai. Why? Vichy teima mishim Rabbi Yitzchok, amar Rav Kana, l'shan l'ruba av akul chotetz. V'hashta, adif av lelek shuye. The bebosar, afilu mashu, afilu eno makbid, chotetz. Tosfos Kasha. Can we review the Kasha one more time? It's Kasha. Even this Kasha is shorthand. The Gemara says in Masechta Yevamos, they quote it very briefly. Amai, why is it ain't tzarech? Why is it not a chatzitza? I have Yitzchak. That's only Rubo, but Kulo is Chotetz. And if it would be only Rubo, it would be no problem. Why be no problem? Why be no problem? We're talking over here about Gufo. Gufo. Now, that Tosfos is assuming this question. I feel the mashu. I feel the enamak with chotzeitz. Now, did Rashi ever say I feel the miyach enamak with is chotzeitz? Did Rashi say that? That's they're assuming. They're assuming the Yesh Mefarshim, even Mir Shein HaMakbid is Chotzeitz on the body. That's against the Mefarshim Gemara in Yevamos. Does it's Fasemis? No. Min Bimino. Let's get to that idea. Min Bimino. In other words, a human body in a human body. Hold on. Hold on. What a fancy pshat. No. The makvid b'chol gavni b'inon. Dilav hachi botel legabe gufo. Milsa the Svara rocking in Ruba. I love the Rebbe. Is that what we just said? without chassidus. We said it on our own. It's exactly the distinction between eino makbid, we say, is batel, but as far as the distance between rubo and eino rubo, it's halacha moshe misinai. The came of the chassim called besaro, masha the gamba masha chotet, halacha besera dafka rubo chotet, b'shegem eino makbid, and afkemina ben sera the besaro, right? He's a miyushav, miyushav, kol kushas atosvis. All the kashas are answered. Oh. But the Ritva says, no. Rashi mo de gamba basa came. When the skam lashmena, they were over saras tva chotas, dasa gaonim, that the Rambam quotes. Oh. And he disagrees. And sabavad came the mirah gufem ein chotzin. Ay nimachas chotzetzes. No. The Rambam, what's going to do with that? But Sirav Psara Guf. You count up the whole body, including the hair. Oh, but Makbid Amid Rabbanon. Wow. He suggests that Rashi is going to hold Zeria Iker Halacha, that Serahim Nidon Bifnei Atzma. Afra de Marbinan Esatavel Psaro. Hava Mina de Rova Guf Binon. Kamash Malon, the Beser Bifnei Atzma Chazitza Poselas. Or the Mailer of Ser Sagi. Wow. That's what he says. Oh, fine. Oh, what about Kol HaSaros? Kol HaGuf is the Gemara in Yevamos. What about Kol HaSaros? Ein HaMakbid Aleihen. He gam ken tol b'plup to the Gonim Anal? O Efshar, to the Olam kol the Lekha Kpeda, Lav Chatzitza Mikri. Even if kulo, here's the word I wanted to show you. Rabosai, we can say like this. We had a kasha before. Give our Moshe's kasha. If miut is bottle, excuse me. If even kol is bottle, if it's eno makbid, why not? If even rov is makbid, is bottle, if it's eno makbid, why not kol? Here's a new chiddush, a rebbeshe chiddush over here in Sfasemis. A different reason why kula was no good. You know why? You're not in the water. You're not in the water at all. Look what the rebbe is saying in two short words. He says, the svarazu. You have to say the svara. The lokain. Habakol Malka Rubik Kakulo. I'm married. Yes, from Moshe's Kasha. Rubik Kakulo. What's the Rubik Kakulo? What's the difference? Rabbi Chanan is this Kasha. And Kova Taurus in the back. And the Yavama Sayan Ches. The Rabbi has the Kasha. Hagav Yisham Exeris Akosav. Yimi Komakom Yeshvara Svara now. What is he saying? It's not called a tefillah at all. You weren't in the water. Vinkei Besaros. Av Kulon. Yeshlama. The mikol makom came in the chatzitz lohavi ain poslin. You can't compare the whole body out of the water to the whole hair out of the water. The whole body out of the water, you weren't in the mikvah at all. Your head out of the water, you certainly were in the mikvah. Mayridik, that's what I wanted to show you. Guess what? Who says like him? Of all people, to say like a chassidish rebbe, the Rebbe. More or less, see you tomorrow. The Brisker Rav. What an unlikely partnership. But a similar svar you'll see in the Brisker Rav Hilchos Mikvaos. You want to look it up before tomorrow's shiur. Okay, so we'll stop here. 9:15 Mishnah tomorrow is the shiur. 10:15 or 10:30 starts the Bechina. Bechina you have from 10:30 a.m. till 1 a.m. to finish by 1 a.m. Okay, if you want to do the Bechina on a computer, that's fine. Either Hebrew or English, doesn't matter to me. Want to do the Bechina in Ksav Yad, has to be in Hebrew, it has to be legible. So I'll try to bring some paper and some booklets. Okay. The Bechina is, I told you, it's a cable thing, Rav Shepard's Bechinas, it's 20 out of 26.